AI, this is it. This is how people are getting rich right now. I just need to find my angle, pick one thing, go all in. Well, or what about trading bots? People are making a fortune with trading bots. Or what about that faceless YouTube thing? It's fully automated. No, AI apps. You don't even need to code anymore. What about ghostwriting on Twitter or newsletters or automations? Look, there is a new tool every single day. Another guy swearing that this is the one. And then you go, you know what? This is too much information. Maybe I'll just think about it tomorrow. Sound familiar? Look, I know you've been here before. You've been scrolling for hours, hunting for the perfect way to make money with AI. And look, I get it. I know how it goes. You find a video, this is the one, you get super excited, and then you save it, and then the next video says something different, so you save that one too, and then the next, until you've got a list of 20 perfect ideas, and you've started exactly none of them. You know AI is the future. You know that's where the money is. That's not the problem. The problem is that there's too many options. And every single one sounds as good as the last. So instead of moving forward, you do the opposite. It buries you. You go looking for clarity and you walk away more confused than when you started. And here's the part that nobody talks about. While you are stuck there, researching, weighing it all up, the months are going by. And the people who just picked one, they're already ahead. Not because they were smarter than you, but simply because they stopped scrolling and they just started. Look, let me be very clear. It's actually not your fault. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not behind because you're lazy, and you're not stuck because you're slow. You are simply standing in front of 100 doors with no idea which one to open. Anyone would get stuck in this cycle. And honestly, the fact that you're even here, the fact that you have seen what AI can do and you want in, that's not nothing. That's step one. And most people, they never take it. They laugh it off. They scroll past. They'll be saying, well, I should have started 3 years from now. But step one is where almost everyone gets stuck. So today, we take step two. We take all of that chaos and we organize it. 5 proven ways to make money with AI. And at the end of the video, I'm gonna use a very specific method to rank them 1 to 5 and finally organize the chaos that's been keeping you stuck. And not only that, I have a gift for you. I'm gonna be giving away a MacBook at the end of this video because I remember what it was like when I first started my journey. And as sort of your older brother here on YouTube, I want you excited to work. And one of the best ways that we can do that is give you a brand new shiny computer so that way you can get your new side hustle off the ground even quicker. So all you have to do is watch the rest of the video, leave a like, and comment anything you found interesting or insightful from the video. And make sure you come back to next week's video, and I'll actually leave it as a pinned comment down in the description. And from there, we'll have all the instructions for how you can actually claim it. So I'm sure you're very excited to actually get into today's video. I've printed out a bunch of boards to help me visualize this for you. So let's hop on over to that and let's unpack these 5 proven ways. So look, let's not waste any more time and let's get straight into side hustle number one. And that is AI user generated content. So I'm sure you've seen those videos on Instagram or TikTok where someone is recording themselves using a product. Now here's the thing, these videos make e-commerce businesses a lot of money. In fact, actually tomorrow, I'm seeing one of my good friends, Hudson. His business, Comfort, does over $1 billion a year with a lot of these techniques. Because what most people don't realize is that these videos are actually ads for the product that they're showing. These videos showcase the product in a viral way, which creates interest in the product. And 9 times out of 10, below these videos, there are always links pushing the viewer to a store page to actually go ahead and purchase the product. So what happened is that big businesses realized that UGC ads often work better than the high production ads that used to work in the past. You know, you used to get a massive studio and a production, and it used to be like a whole campaign. Whereas now these days, the stuff that looks like it's just been shot on iPhone performs the best. But there is one problem with UGC. If it isn't being used as a paid meta ad, it relies on virality. And virality has an element of luck to it. So really the only way to actually mitigate luck is to post UGC at scale with a lot of volume across different platforms. Now the problem that businesses face is that creating content at scale, regardless of whether it's UGC or high production content, well, that's time consuming. But what if, just what if, businesses could create UGC videos without actually filming every single video manually? There would be absolutely no time constraint, allowing an almost unlimited amount of content to be created to promote their products. And voila, this is the exact problem that AI can now solve. Because there are specialized AI tools that allow you to create content, specifically UGC, without actually doing the filming or the editing manually.
And this, my friend, creates a big, big opportunity for you.
Every brand that's posting content and running ads on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook is desperate for this content. And we're not talking about just one or two pieces of content. You see, these videos generally have a short life cycle. They don't work forever. So these brands need a constant stream of new content every single month, which means, most importantly, that this is a side hustle that pays you consistently every single month. And what's cool is that absolutely nothing about this model is complex, because you are responsible for one thing and one thing only: creating the content. The business or the brand that you work with, well, they take care of the product and the service fulfillment. They take care of the marketing, the social media management, all that other stuff. Now, what's very interesting is that historically, you had to be the person on camera. You needed the right look, the right background, decent lighting, and the confidence to talk to a phone or a camera. Whereas now, you need none of that. AI can now create the person, the location, the lighting, and the persona. And the crazy thing about this side hustle is that it's actually pretty simple, okay? Especially if you're creating simple UGC videos. You just need to rely on specialized AI tools that already have built-in prompts to do exactly this. Now, there are a number of software options that are available to do this, Hicksfield being a great example. The process is very simple. You're gonna write the script, you're gonna upload or create a face, then you're gonna upload the pictures of the product, and lastly, the software creates a UGC video. That is it. The software will then produce a video of a human talking to a camera, holding the product and reading the script that you wrote. And you can basically do it in any language. You can spin up 20 different variations in 1 hour and none of them are real. So I'm sure at this point you're wondering, oh, well, this sounds amazing. Well, how do you actually get paid? Well, you have a few options. You either charge per video or you charge a monthly retainer. A single AI UGC creative goes from anywhere from $50 to a couple $100s. But the real money is in the retainers, okay? A brand pays you a flat fee every month for a specific batch of videos. So let's actually go ahead and do the math. Let's say you agree to 5 monthly retainer deals and you charge $2,000 per month. Well, in that case, you're making $10,000 a month from those 5 retainers. Now, one thing to bear in mind is that every single side hustle that we're talking about in today's video will have some pros and some cons to it. I have to be honest with you, no side hustle is 100% perfect. So, let's take a look at the pros and cons of AI UGC. Pros: the startup cost is almost nothing, okay? No camera, no studio, no team. All you need is software. The skill barrier is all the way down here, okay? You're not acting, you're not filming or editing for hours. The AI carries the hard part. The demand is big and it repeats, okay? Brands need new creatives forever. One good client pays for a long time. Plus, the low upfront investment results in very healthy profit margins. This is not the case with many other side hustles. Now let's talk about the cons, because there are also cons with this. Because it's this easy to start, everyone's starting. And for this reason, having good sales skills is a key factor in success. And you need to understand that AI videos can still look a little bit off, okay, and audiences are getting better at spotting it, which has led to some brands avoiding it completely. And fundamentally, you need to understand that AI UGC creation is a service, which means that scaling it is directly linked to how much you're working, okay? If you want to make more money, you need more clients and you need to produce more content. This leads to more complexity over time, so the model has a natural ceiling to it. So as you can see, there are pros and cons with AI UGC. There will be downsides to all of the side hustles that we discussed today. So maybe you look at AI UGC and you think, well, this one is for the people who are a little bit more creative. And I get it, that's fair. If you're someone who doesn't consider yourself creative, well, then maybe this isn't the side hustle for you. So with that being said, let's move on to the second side hustle. And that, my friend, is AI websites. Every business on earth, okay, whether it's a service-based business or a physical product business, needs a website. All business owners know this, regardless of their age or how technical they are. But here is the sad reality. Many small businesses either have a terrible website or no website at all. The plumber, the dentist, the gym down the road, or the guy who does kitchen renovations, millions of them are running real businesses on a Facebook page and a phone number. These individuals know that they need a proper website, but they simply don't have the technical skills to build one themselves. And they've probably been pitched for a website for $5,000 for a 2-month website build by someone speaking to them in a technical language that they just don't really understand. And this, my friend, has created a gap. The traditional way is slow, it's expensive, and it's intimidating. And you can be the person to solve that
by building them a clean professional website quickly and at a price that makes sense for them. So let me actually go ahead and rephrase that, okay? Because you're not the person solving this problem for them. AI is solving the problem. You don't need to write code or build websites with clunky web page builders anymore. There are specialized AI tools where you simply explain what you want it to build, you upload a few images, and it builds it. Now, there are a number of AI website builders available, such as Lovable and Bolt. Now, let's talk about how you actually get paid. The way you get paid for building AI websites differs substantially from the previous side hustle. Because businesses don't generally need multiple websites. This means that building a website is a one-off service, which means you get paid on a project basis. One website equals one payment. So this means that you can't bundle websites or sell them on a monthly retainer basis. Now, with that being said, there are still some ways where you can actually get paid on a monthly basis. The first is a monthly maintenance fee. The way this actually works is that you charge a larger upfront fee to build the website, and once it's live, the business pays you a small retainer for hosting and updates. For example, website charge is $999, and the monthly fee for upkeep is $99. Now, there's also a second way to get paid monthly, but it requires higher levels of skill and overall complexity. You see, you could sell an AI website to start with, and once you impress a business with a website, you can actually then upsell on services like SEO or paid traffic. For example, let's say you do the website super cheap at $999, but from there, you charge all of them for SEO / ad services, and that's $1,999 a month. Now, of course, the second option looks a lot more financially enticing, but just be aware that it comes with a whole new level of complexity. Services like ads often require experience or a team, especially if you want to do it at scale and work with multiple clients. So my personal suggestion is you start by simply selling AI websites to make quick and easy money, and later down the line, you can actually then move on to offering additional services. And once again, just like the previous model, there are pros and cons. So let's actually go ahead and unpack what the pros and cons are of AI websites. The first is that the ticket price is quite high, especially, you know, comparing it to AI UGC. You can easily charge $1,000 plus as a beginner. The upfront investment is minimal, no need for a team, an office, or anything like that. All you need is some specialized AI and a Wi-Fi connection. And with that, you're ready to go. Now, the demand is super obvious and it's everywhere, okay? Every business needs a website, and you don't need to educate prospects on the need for it. The service that you are providing is tangible. You can show a prospect a demo of the completed website, which makes the sales process easier. Now we have to discuss the cons, okay? The competition is the first one. There are a lot of businesses out there that do web design services, and the AI tools are freely available to almost anyone. And as I mentioned before, the pricing structure is a one and done, which means you never stop selling. If you stop selling, your income stops. And you also need to understand that if you stop showing up, so too does the income, okay? You find the business, you build a site, and you deliver it. And with this model, because the product doesn't naturally repeat, you are hunting even harder than before. Despite AI being a core part of the model, it is hard to reach full autonomy. So look, now that you have two different side hustles to compare, you'll see that the pros and cons are quite different. And later in the video, we're actually going to develop a full picture by comparing all five. So let's keep going. The third AI side hustle is one that has really taken off in this last year. And that is AI short form clipping. You see, over the last few years, a specific style of content has been taking over, and that content style is short form. Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikToks, all these platforms are growing year after year, and the demand to become a part of it is increasing. Every podcaster, every YouTuber, every coach is sitting on hours of long form content, multi-hour long podcasts, webinars, live streams, and YouTube videos. And buried inside of that content are dozens and dozens of standout moments, most of which would perform well as short clips. And creators know that they have great moments in their long form, but they hardly ever take advantage of it. Let me tell you why. Creators tend to focus on doing what they love, which is creating. But chopping a single episode into 20 good vertical clips takes hours of long, tedious work, and it needs to be done for every single piece of content that they put out there. And because of that, they just don't do it. And that actually creates a gap. And that gap is exactly where you come in. You're gonna go ahead, take their long form content and turn it into a stream of shorter clips ready for them to post. Now, back in the day, that meant that you needed to know video editing softwares to actually clip the content, to understand what moments would go viral, as well as time to sit and produce multiple clips. Whereas with the power of AI today, it can literally scan through the long form content and automatically find the best moments for you, and then cut them into different clips. What used to take multiple hours of editing can now be done in the same time it takes to grab a coffee. Multiple hours has now moved to a few minutes. Now, there are a number of good AI clipping tools out there. Opus Clip is a great place to start. And once again, with this model, the money comes back in each and every month because it's not a one-off job. Because remember, you're gonna sell it as a monthly retainer. Just to give you some context, a clipping retainer usually runs anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 per month per client. Once again, that depends on the volume, which can add up pretty quickly. If you land 5 clients at $1,500 a month, well then congratulations, that is $7,500 a month for you. So let's go ahead and talk about the pros. Income is recurring by design. Okay, you're not always going back to zero, hunting for a new client every single month. You sign them once and they pay you again and again. And also, it has the lowest skill barrier of any side hustle in today's breakdown. The AI makes the creative decisions. If you can tell good from bad, you can run this. Pros, it costs next to nothing to operate. Outside of the software subscription, there are no real expenses standing between what you charge and what you keep. Next, the demand keeps growing. Short form is where all of the attention is. Every creator wants more of it, and almost none of them want to do the cutting themselves. Now let's talk about the cons, because the low barrier that actually makes it easy for you is also what makes it easy for everyone else, okay? It is a crowded space, and when everyone can do the same thing, people start competing on price. And normally that's a race to the bottom that you don't want to get into. You also need to understand that it has the smallest ticket size of the four models, okay? You're charging hundreds to low thousands per client, which means that you need a solid volume of clients before the income really starts adding up into anything substantial. And also the growth doesn't rely on you working smarter. It relies on you working harder. Every new client brings more content, which means longer hours and more clips that need to be produced. And that is the major pain point when it comes to AI content clipping or clipping in general. Your money is tied to your work, okay? Their content doesn't stop, so your clipping can't stop either. Each and every week, there's a new piece of content, which means more clips to create. And in order to grow, you need more clients, which brings in more content, and the cycle continues. You are essentially a factory. And once the production line stops, well then, so too does your income. Now at this point, all the side hustles we've covered are all linked to creativity. Okay, AI UGC, AI clipping are both content-focused side hustles. AI websites also have sort of an aesthetic element to it, whereas the fourth side hustle is for those of you who are more operationally minded. And that is what brings us to AI voice agents. I'm sure you know this, but most local businesses run almost entirely on phone calls. The dentist, the clinic, the law firm, the home services company, their phone is their front door. And every time that phone rings, while they're actually busy with a customer or client and no one answers it, well, that caller doesn't wait. They just call the next business on the list. A customer that's worth hundreds, sometimes even thousands, just gone. And this happens multiple times a week. And most business owners don't even feel it because they never see the calls that they missed. But the leak here is real. And by the way, it is expensive. This is the exact problem that an AI voice agent solves. An AI voice agent answers the phone on the first ring every time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It sounds completely human. It handles a conversation and it books the appointment straight into the calendar. Look, an AI voice agent is like a superhuman. It never sleeps or gets lazy. It never takes lunch and it never misses a single call, which makes it one of the easiest things on this entire list to sell. You walk in telling them exactly how much they're losing and then offer to stop it. Now, historically, that meant understanding a full software stack of tools. Today, there's almost no coding required thanks to AI. Tools that do this are consistently shifting as they develop. So right now, Vappy is a good option to actually go ahead and start with. So you're actually gonna go ahead and start off by training the agent on its specific job. You cover what the agent does, what the agent says, the questions it asks, and what it does with those answers. Next, you give the agent all of the information it needs, calendars, knowledge bases, and additional instructions. Lastly, you ensure that call forwarding is set up between the voice agent and the business's phone number. From there, congratulations, it's live. Now look, I'll be honest with you. Of the four models we've discussed so far, I would say this one has the steepest learning curve, but that's also exactly why it pays the most. Fewer people push through the barrier. So let's go ahead and do the math. You charge a setup fee to build and launch the agent of around $1,000 to $3,000. Then a monthly management fee of $800 to $1,500 a month. 5 clients at $1,000 a month is $5,000 a month, plus a setup fee every time you bring on someone new. And what's interesting is that this model actually brings through a unique kind of leverage. Once that agent is answering their phones and booking their appointments, the business cannot turn it off. Cancel it, and they start missing calls again, so they feel the loss immediately. So of course they don't cancel, they just keep paying. So now that we know how this side hustle works, we need to dive into some pros and cons that you should be aware of. So first, it has the highest ticket size of all the side hustles that we've mentioned thus far. You're charging a setup fee upfront plus a strong monthly retainer on top of that. Now what's cool is you're actually gonna gain a lot of leverage, because once the agent is answering their phones, it becomes becomes part of how the business operates, and they can't really just turn it off. The ROI for these businesses is obvious before you've even finished the pitch, because instead of trying to convince them, instead you're showing them what it's already costing them not to have it. And once it's built, the agent will actually run without you being present. It answers calls, it handles conversations, and it books appointments on its own. Now look, I'll be honest with you, this definitely has the steepest learning curve of all the side hustles so far. This isn't something that you just figure out in your first hour, okay? It will take some time and some tinkering to get it right. Yes, of course, you built something that runs without you, but it still needs you if things go wrong. Glitches, updates, and changes all come back to you at the end of the day. And one of the unfortunate things is that growth still means finding another client, building up another agent, and managing another relationship. More money always means more load on you. So look, we've covered 4 of the 5 side hustles that I plan to cover today. We have one more to cover before we dive into how they actually match up against each other. Let's get straight into the 5th and final side hustle of the video. So let me introduce you to AI digital products. Every side hustle that you've seen so far has one thing in common. The money exists because you keep showing up. You are chained to your work. Whereas AI digital products breaks that chain. You build it once and it sells to the next person exactly the same way it sold to the one before. Whether it's an ebook, a program, a template, a paid community, or a tool, the mechanism is always the same. You are not trading time for money anymore. In the past, building this used to take months of your time and had multiple prerequisites. First of all, you needed genuine expertise in a field. You need a full production team. You need a custom platform for hosting. Well, congratulations, those barriers are officially gone. AI can now research a topic, it can structure it, and it can produce a full draft faster than any human could. It reads more on any given subject than most experts have. It cross-references more studies than any person could realistically go through in a year. You don't need to be the expert anymore. You just need to know how to point the AI at a problem and let it build you the solution. And once the product is built, there's more than one way to get it in front of the right buyers. You can either sell it to your own audience, or you can list it on a digital product marketplace, or one of my favorite ways to do it is you actually build it for someone else's audience entirely and simply take a cut of every purchase. Now look, you might say I'm a little biased here, but genuinely the specialized AI tools for making and marketing AI digital products are limited. Now my team and I have developed 2 tools specifically for this purpose, Synthesize AI and Ghostwriter OS. What's cool is that the specialized AI handles 2 specific things for you, building and packaging the product, as well as writing the copy that drives purchases. And I've seen this work firsthand with the tools that my team and I have built. Now let's go ahead and do the math. You price your product at $500. You need 20 sales a month to hit $10,000 a month. Price at 1,000, you need 10. That is less than 1 sale per day. And the real beauty of this is that digital products cost almost nothing to reproduce once created. The 10th sale will cost you the exact same as the 200th. There is no client to manage, no service to run, and no delivery to handle. Now, just as we did before, there are some pros and cons that you need to be familiar with before you move forward. So let's go ahead and evaluate those right now. First, and this is massive, there's no marginal cost per sale. So whether it sells to one person or 10,000, nothing about the product changes. There's also no ceiling tied to your hours. Growth does not require more of your time. It requires more people finding out about your product. Now, outside of the tools, there are virtually no other costs, no team, no equipment, no ongoing delivery expenses eating into what is your money. Once the product is built, it's the closest thing to passive income. Now, I don't believe in passive income. I think that term's BS. I don't think there's such thing as passive income. I just think there's leveraged income and there's also front-loaded income, and that is really what this model allows. It just gives you leverage where you can make it once and sell it infinite amount of times. Now, let's be honest about some of the cons, okay? A winning product is not guaranteed on the first attempt. It's kind of like a slot machine with unlimited plays. You will eventually hit, but it might take several attempts before one lands. Also, the product doesn't just sell itself because it exists, okay? You need a distribution channel actively working for you. But what is cool is that unlike other models on this list, you're not hunting a brand new buyer from scratch each time. Whichever method of distribution that you actually choose, you're actually stepping into demand that already exists. You solve it once, you find your channel once, and the product keeps selling long after that work is done. So there we have it. Those are the 5 best side hustles to start as a beginner. You can start these today with no experience because every one of them leans on AI to do most of the heavy lifting. The tools carry the hard part, so the learning curve is low across the board. And even more importantly, these 5 actually work. Look, I'll be honest with you, there are a ton of AI side hustles out there that sound incredible in theory, but most never make a dollar. These 5 made the cut for one reason. They're proven right now today, thousands of ordinary people are making real money with each of these. But here's the thing, 5 proven options is still 5 options. And that's the exact trap that we started with, right? Too many good options,
no way to choose. So let's systematically look at each one of these five proven AI side hustles to really decide which one is the best. So let's actually unpack this. As I mentioned earlier, there's a set method that I use when I look at the viability of side hustles, and it fits really well into the whole concept of today's video, finding clarity in the chaotic world of AI. It's called the CLEAR method. CLEAR is an acronym, and it stands for competition, longevity, effort, autonomy, as well as recurring. Competition, very simple, how crowded is it? If it's a high score, that means that the lane is still open. If it's a low score, that means that you are knife fighting 1,000 other people on day one. Now the next is longevity, okay? Does it last? Is it something that still pays you in 5 years' time, or is it a trend that's gonna be gone in a few months? Now let's discuss effort. How much effort does it take to acquire the skills needed to succeed? What about autonomy? This means, does the business run without you, or does the income stop the second you stop showing up? This is very important, by the way. What about recurring? Does the business model keep paying, or do you wake up at zero on the first of every month hunting for the next payment? Now, for each side hustle, there are 5 points allocated to each category, meaning the perfect side hustle would score 25 out of 25. So let's actually go ahead and start off with AI UGC. For competition, it has the lowest barrier to entry on the entire board, which sounds great until you realize it's also the most crowded of all of the side hustles. Anyone with a laptop and the right subscription can start a UGC agency this week. This results in skyrocketing competition, meaning that standing out isn't always easy. And for that reason, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to give it a 1. Now let's talk about longevity. This is the shakiest side hustle in terms of longevity. AI content moves at a ridiculous pace. The platforms are getting sharper at detecting and labeling it. Audiences are getting better at smelling it out. And what's converting this month can be dead by next month. So unfortunately for longevity, I'm gonna have to give it a 1 again. Now let's talk about effort. And this is really where AI UGC performs well. It is the single easiest thing on this board to begin. No filming yourself, no being on camera, no editing skills, no gear. You type a script, you upload or create a face, and the tool does the rest. You could genuinely have your first ad made by the end of today. For a total beginner, nothing here honestly is more accessible. So for that, I'm gonna have to give it a 5 out of 5. Now, what about autonomy? You see, this is a pure service. The money only exists because you keep producing it. You find the batch, you make the batch, you deliver, you repeat. The day you stop repeating the process, the income stops coming in. So for that, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to give it a 2. Well, what about the recurring nature of it? It sits in the middle of the pack in terms of the income structure because you can actually sell it on a monthly retainer. So it's not fully back to zero every month like some side hustles. One problem is that brands churn through creative and agencies fast. So the income is repeatable, but not always reliable. So for here, I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5. Now let's go ahead and total it up. Of course, it is still a side hustle, which is proven to make money, but it has a few holes that you need to be aware of. So final score, adding all this up, it gets a 12 out of 25. Now, what about AI websites? Well, for competition, it's better than UGC, but it's still crowded because the tools made web designs easy for everyone. And there are DIY builders where, in theory, the business could do it themselves. There's definitely room because every business on earth needs a good looking website. So in terms of competition, we're gonna rank it a 2 out of 5. For longevity, this side hustle performs well in terms of longevity. Look, websites are not a trend. Every business needs one, and that will never change. The demand has been there, and to be honest, it will always be there. So for longevity, I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5. For effort, this is a very beginner-friendly side hustle. It takes a bit more effort than UGC because you need to have some basic copywriting skills to really take your craft to the next level. But once again, with the specialized AI tools available, it is relatively low effort. So once again, here, we're gonna give it a 4 out of 5. For autonomy, similar ceiling to last one. You find the client, you build the site, you deliver it. The money is tied entirely to you doing that over and over again. It doesn't run without you unless you build a team. So unfortunately here, I'm gonna have to give it a 2 out of 5. For recurring, a website is a one and done purchase. You build it, you get paid once, and then that client doesn't really need another one. Look, I can bump up the score a little bit because as I discussed, you can charge some sort of minor additional services, but for the most part, you're not really building an income that comes back. So for that, I'm gonna have to give it a 2 out of 5. So for the grand total, in my opinion, AI websites outperform AI UGC slightly. Both models can work, but there are some minor advantages in the AI website model that gives it a slight edge. So if you add all of this up, the final score is actually 15. And that actually brings us to AI clipping. Now, the barrier to entry here is just as low as AI UGC. The tools do the creative work, which sounds great until you realize that means that anyone with a laptop and the right subscription can start a clipping agency this week. And when everyone can do the same thing, people start competing on price. That is not a position you want to be in, so I'm gonna have to give it a 2
out of 5 for that. For longevity, look, I'll be honest, short form content is not going anywhere. In fact, the demand keeps getting bigger for it every single year. The vulnerability is the service model itself. As the tools keep getting better and more accessible, creators may simply start doing it themselves. Now, I wouldn't say that's an immediate threat right now, but it's a very real one. So I'm gonna have to give it a 2 out of 5 for that. Now, in the effort department, this is where AI clipping performs very well. Remember, you are not editing anything. The AI finds the moments, it cuts the clips, and burns in the caption. Your job is to quality check and deliver. If you can tell good content from bad, you can run this from day one. So for that, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5 for effort. When it comes to autonomy, unfortunately, this side hustle sits closer to a job than it does being a hands-free income stream. The clips only exist because you keep producing them. Every new client doesn't make your life easier. It just adds more content, more clips, and more hours. The production line only moves if you keep feeding it. So unfortunately here, and I have to give it a 2 out of 5. Now for the last piece on the scorecard, recurring. AI clipping has a slight advantage because of the fact that you can actually implement monthly retainers with creators. Because they publish constantly, that also means that they need you constantly. Sign them once and the income keeps coming in for as long as the clips perform. It's not perfectly reliable, but it's close enough to recurring income. So for that, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. So to summarize, AI clipping is a decent side hustle to get in and make a quick buck, but fast to start doesn't always mean easy to scale. And the longevity of the side hustle is something to take into account. Every client you add brings more work with it, and the market isn't getting any less crowded. So final score here, we're gonna give it a 14 out of 25. All right, so let's talk about AI voice agents. And we have to start off with competition because the steeper learning curve here does something that the other three service models don't, so it naturally filters people out. Most people are simply not gonna push through the setup complexity, which means the space is significantly less crowded. Sure, it's fast growing, but there is still real room for someone willing to put in the time to get it right. So for here, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. For longevity, businesses will always need to answer phones and book appointments. That problem is never going away, but the voice agent space is still young and evolving fast. And the way this model operates today may look very different in a few years. Solid, but not the safest long-term bet on this list. So for this, I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5. For effort, this is the most demanding side hustle of the four service models. Understanding the conversation flows, configuring the agent properly, connecting it to calendars and phone lines takes real time as well as real patience, okay? Sure, the payoff is worth it, but please don't underestimate what it takes to get there. So for that, we're gonna give it a 2 out of 5. Now, when it comes to autonomy, this side hustle is a step closer to being fully autonomous when we compare it to the others, because once the agent is built, it runs day-to-day without you in the room, it answers calls, it handles conversations, and it books appointments on its own. But like we already mentioned, any glitches, any updates, any changes at all still come back to you. Not to mention that growing your client base brings more potential for hands-on work from your side. So for here, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. Now, when we're discussing the recurring nature of it, AI voice agents actually bring you a good case for recurring revenue, because once a business implements the agent, getting rid of it impacts the business directly. So as long as you do a good job implementing, they're actually gonna go ahead and keep paying you a monthly fee. So for this, we're gonna give it a 3 out of 5. So when we add it all up, the AI voice agent is a double-edged sword. The upfront effort is the steepest of any side hustle on the list, but that same difficulty is exactly what keeps the competition manageable, or at least for now. The clients are sticky, the income is recurring, so it's actually gonna tally up to quite an impressive 16 out of 25. And that brings us onto our fifth and final AI digital product. So for the competition, as long as your digital product is built around solving a real problem, there will always be a market for it. There are also multiple channels available to get in front of the right buyers, which means you are never locked into one route. The space is not empty, but the combination of genuine demand and channel flexibility means more competition is far more manageable. So for this, it's gonna get a 4 out of 5. Now, when it comes to longevity, the demand for knowledge, tools, and resources keeps growing, and digital products sit right in the middle of that. And the best part is that there's no algorithm dependency, no platform risk, no client relationship that can just end overnight. So for this, it gets a 4 out of 5. When it comes to effort, AI has removed the two biggest barriers that used to exist here: needing to be an expert and needing a production team to actually build the thing. The tool can now research a topic, structure it, and produce a full draft faster than any human could. Now, of course, you still need
need to identify a real problem and find a channel that works, but the workload is a fraction of what it used to be. So for here, we're gonna give it a 4 out of 5. And that brings us to autonomy. You see, this is the only side hustle on this entire list that deserves a perfect score here, because you build it once and it sells to the next person exactly the same way that it sold to the last. It does not need you to show up every day. Growth with this model simply means more people finding the product. Instead of adding more hours, this is the only side hustle on this list where stopping does not automatically mean that the money stops. So for this, it gets a perfect score. And that brings us to the recurring nature of it. You see, once a product lands and starts selling, the income that comes with it requires nothing extra from you. No additional delivery, no new clients to chase, no hours to put in. But the honest caveat is that getting to that point is not guaranteed on your first attempt. It goes back to the slot machine I told you about earlier. You have unlimited attempts with this model. You just have to keep pulling the lever long enough until you hit the jackpot. So for that, it gets a 3 out of 5 for recurring income. So let's go ahead and tally this up. Now, one thing I need to say is that every other side hustle on this board ties your income to your effort in some way. This is the only one where that link can genuinely be broken. You build it once, you find your channel once, and the product keeps selling long after the work is done. So for here, the final score is 20 out of 25. So before we get into the final standing, just remember, these side hustles are all proven ways to make money with AI. But there are always certain side hustles that work better than others, depending on the market. So when we add it all up, in fifth place on this list is AI UGC. In fourth, AI short form clipping. Third place goes to AI websites. Narrowly missing the top spot, you've got AI voice agents. And at the top spot, you have AI digital products. Look, there's a reason why most of the biggest online entrepreneurs are running digital product businesses. They have seen the potential that this model holds. Of course, they're monetizing at a huge scale, but everything starts as a side hustle. Look, I've seen a number of comments under my previous videos where you're asking for a more in-depth breakdown of how to actually make money with AI digital products. So if you'd like me to actually create an AI digital product deep dive sometime in the next few weeks when I have a little bit more time, please go ahead and leave a comment below. I'll be honest with you, these videos take a long time to prepare for me. So if you want it, make sure you go ahead and blow up the comment section. And with that being said, I hope you enjoyed today's video. I don't care what AI side hustle you start, just as long as you start a side hustle, because the honest truth is that you owe it to yourself. And on that note, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.